Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back to celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm the creator of this mayhem. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Peter Meyer's here. Peter is our good, great brain trust member, 17 years now. Purveyor of the outstanding website Meyer Group. MeyerGrp.com. His books are outstanding. They're all there, including Warp Speed Growth. You'll get smarter when you hang out there, I promise you, and you will thank me later. Peter, we're talking. You're helping us understand the concepts of tame problems, things that are that we kind of already know how to deal with. They're not, when we see the problem, we already know the answer, and we just deal with it. We even automate it. We certainly delegate it. But then we got wicked problems that you talk about, and these are the ones that I encourage small business owners to delegate and just do the things that as the CEO of their company that only they can do. And I guess I'm saying, Peter, without realizing it, as a CEO of the company, more and more of things you're going to do are going to be associated with wicked problems. Would you agree with that?
Definitely. Well, that's something you have a choice about. But if you want to improve your competitiveness and improve your velocity of your revenue, go after wicked problems. And if you want to learn more and have more satisfaction for you and for your team, get more grins, don't go after wicked problems. Every wicked problem has, you know, two opportunities. One is to answer the problem. And the other is to be ready to answer it differently next time. The other opportunity is to see what you can learn as you, and then use that across your business. So when you do a pricing exercise or a promotion exercise, you know things are going to change because you do that. Then you have a chance to say, okay, I want to learn from this as I do it and be ready for the next set of discussion, which would be a different problem. Launching a product can be, should be, a wicked problem that should change the marketplace. And you should be looking at how that changes. Right? Go ahead.
Whenever a member of your team brings you a problem, it's going to be our nature to say, okay, I've already delegated that to you. I solved that problem 20 years ago. We already know how to fix that. I've explained it to you. I've trained you. Why are you bringing it back to me? The way the world's moving these days, even your good employees are going to bring you things like that, you probably ought to look at it again to make sure that what formerly was a wicked problem that you tamed might have morphed into a new variation of a new wicked form. Is that right? Is that what you're saying? And not presume that what was once tamed isn't now wicked again.
You've raised two really good issues. One is that wicked problems definitely morph. That's the definition, and they change automatically. And the other one you just raised, which is good, is that a problem that is tame for you may be wicked for somebody else on your team. And then they can learn from solving the problem. That's a pretty good deal.
Well, and I run into this in my own company. You know, my employees do something, and I say, this hasn't changed. We know how to do this. This isn't rocket science. But then, as you say, other things come up, and I think what we have to be careful about is as managers, when we drop out of the CEO orbit into the management activity, we have to make sure that we don't just disregard something our employees bring. You probably ought to check it out, even though you think you already know the answer. You probably ought to check it out because they may be bringing you a wicked problem that you didn't know existed, even though it's wrapped in what looked like a tame problem from before.
Absolutely. And then again, you've raised two really good points. One is that you want to make sure that you understand whether the problem has become wicked and might have. And the other is you delegating it gives you the chance to say, this could be tame for me, but you could learn a lot by looking at this as being wicked.
Mm-hmm. So
employee or partner, go off and learn from this.
Help them learn how to solve wicked problems on their own, not just bring them all to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with that. Hey, Peter, good job today as always. We always get smarter when you join us. Come back soon.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, Meyer Group, GRP, MeyerGroup.com. Check out the website. This article will be there soon, by the way. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.